Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of 1923 Main Street,
home of everything to do with Disney travel in style. We are your hosts.
I am Mike Bello Braddock.
And I'm Amelia Bello Braddock, and here's what to wear and pack for Walt Disney World this April.
Yes, March is coming to an end, or at an end, or has ended, depending on when you listen to the show. And if you are planning an April Walt Disney World vacation, good for you, first of all. And listen.
Yeah, very lucky.
You know, it's a good month. March turned out to be a pretty good month. Had probably the best week we've had there weather-wise in March ever. Definitely one of the top ones. And April, as a transition month at Walt Disney World, is starting to out to look pretty good as well. Spring weather's coming into full force now. We've got the Flower and Garden Festival going. And there are a few other things to consider if you're traveling there in April.
Yeah, and you know, upon further reflection, it appears to me that April in other places is actually a pleasurable month. That was new.
What do you mean?
April has nice weather. Like, for me personally, April is my least favorite month. There's just nothing good that ever goes on.
It's well,
just,
we do say...
it's a month of blah weather, blah activities. It doesn't even have Easter this year.
Yeah, and April showers bring May flowers, right? It's got nothing. But I have
it's
to say...
blech. And school and just all around.
That at this point, there does not appear to be. Now, Florida, caveat, weather can change on a dime at any time, especially with respect to rain. However, having said that, looks to be a pretty decent month at this point. It is a long-term forecast, but I don't expect any torrential washouts. So that's a good thing for your fashion, style, and packing. Spring break crowds, they're pretty much gone after Easter. There's no major holidays or events in April that would impact crowds. There is a Run Disney race in there somewhere one weekend, so you want to watch for that.
Yeah, only thing would be Easter Monday is technically in April, so the rest of that week might be a tad busier, but after that, you should be good.
Yeah. So if you're wondering what to pack and what to wear, let's talk about that. As I said, spring's well on its way at this time. And what that means for you is that it's going to be 80s pretty much in the day. And nights are going to be in the low 70s, give or take a little bit on either one. So for April 2024, it's looking pretty good. You probably won't need any cool weather clothing for your packing taking up space, especially if you try to do carry-on like many of us do these days if you're flying. So unless you're someone who really likes to wear a light jacket or, say, jeans, if it's even remotely cool, you can just ditch that stuff. Don't worry about it at all. So that is one good thing to note. Pretty dry as well.
Yeah. My advice for April packing, very similar to, you know, Flower and Garden mixed with Easter. Kind of personally for me, I like to just reach ahead into some of that summer fashion, incorporate it all in despite what the weather might try to be telling us. You know, a lot of the times April kind of pulls back to that spring weather. So hopefully it stays more in the summer and this year. With that being said, Flower and Garden Festival is still going on, like we mentioned. So in the spirit of things, you have to bring some florals with you. And I know florals for spring, groundbreaking. But they're a staple, they're classic, and they're good for Instagram shots. At any of the parks, you can find florals, you can find nice food that matches whatever color floral you're wearing. It's perfect, it's nice, and it's classic spring that uplifts everybody's mood after a long winter.
Yeah, I think of April as the sort of fun season for Disney style, because it's definitely, like you said, you're starting to lean into summer now. So
April at Disney's great.
Yeah, it opens up all sorts of clothing pattern styles, so shorts, t-shirts, skater dresses even in some of these days you can get away with.
I go like the linen sundress, pale color sundress, maybe with a pop of florals. That's usually my look in April.
And I'm always one for, you know, the button-up shirts or graphic tees, both of which we have lots of, skater dresses as well. And of course, you can still theme them for Flower and Garden or even the parks, as you noted. We did. Now, the cherry blossoms were falling in March when we were there, so they're pretty much gone. It's odd because some of the trees, you know, a lot of leaves were falling. It's sort of opposite our seasons. But the stuff they've planted is nicely in bloom. The natural trees and things are sort of starting to break out, and in April, they'll start making more of a show. But if you want to really have some fun with your clothing, April is the season to do it, and you can pack light. That is the big thing to consider.
And you know, not that this makes much sense, but in my opinion, all months kind of have like a color that encapsulates the month that you want to try to, I don't know, I personally try to dress towards that. April just feels very light purple. I mean, I don't know why. It's probably in primary school when they have like the month names. April was always purple. And so it works, I think, I don't know, because of Easter, whatever it is, light purple, your inspiration for this April. That is the color of the month, according to me, if you want my advice.
Now, I don't really wear purple. I don't even, do I even own anything purple?
Well, I might be a little bit biased with that advice.
I think, yeah, I mean, really any color, right? Is there any color that doesn't work? So really, pops of color are what works. Same thing, you know, our shoes, our footwear, it's always the same as what we talked about in the general trends to wear in one of our recent episodes.
Well, April is when you start to see more sandals coming out at Walt Disney World. And starting in April, kind of moving into the summer months, you do start to see a bit more of that coming on.
And would you recommend that as park shoes? Now, we should separate resort wear, and we're going to talk about this in a future episode, but let's talk about this with sandals or footwear. Park wear versus resort wear.
Now, personally, I don't think sandals are ever the right shoe choice. That's just for me. I will always go heels or sneakers or boots, and that's it. But if you are a sandal person, I could see bringing these out at the resort. Moving into the summer months, it's more socially acceptable. Not that it's ever not, but you see more of it now moving into summer, and then it kind of teeters off around September, October.
Yeah, you can definitely start to consider more of your swimwear and things as well. And I mean, you know, we talked about not wearing flip-flops in the park, but if you're going to be poolside, you still want to pack them to wear to the pool and maybe a cover-up, because in April, you're definitely, I mean, March turned out to be great this year, but March is iffy. Right after we left, the next week was cold and some of the pools and water parks were closed. So March can sort of go either way. We were lucky. The week after us was not as lucky. But April, I think everyone's going to be feeling pretty good. So
yeah. With that being said, as the weather warms up, more and more people decide, oh, hey, now would be a great time to ride those water rides. With that being said, as the weather warms up, now is the time where more and more people start to want to ride the rapids at Animal Kingdom. The wash cycle, as Stacey called it.
Now, and they're also doing tests at Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Yeah. So that could open at any time, really.
Yeah,
they
good
said
point.
Summer, but they might be doing annual pass holder and Disney Vacation Club testing.
If you got cast member friends, maybe that's something else you want to jump on.
So keep an eye on that, people.
Yeah, lots of those rides, having a backup pair of flip-flops, even if they're like $5 from Old Navy, might be a good idea, because walking around in wet socks, not so fun. Not a fun idea. So if you wanted to pull out your sandals, I suppose I could not look down on that.
So there you have it. April, you know, I guess it's the doorway to summer, really. I mean, spring has just begun.
That's so much more pleasant than thinking it of a spring's doomsday. Yeah, well, that's what it is to me.
I mean, because this is about style and fashion. And so from that perspective, even if it did rain, you know, what are you going to say at Disney? You know, there's all these blogs, what to do in the rain. Listen, it's simple. If you like ponchos, bring a poncho. If you like umbrellas, bring an umbrella. There's no magical solution to this.
April's still nice rain.
I don't like
rain.
Any of them.
April's still nice rain. It's not humid rain.
Yeah.
But yeah, same thing. Water rides, quick dry attire. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. So you're pretty good in April. You can put the heavy clothes in the rear view mirror.
Talking this up.
You would say that every month, would you not?
Yeah, but you're talking it up to me. You know, the nice dresses, the warm weather, the not making April a blah month. Like, April sounds nice in Florida. I want April to be
nice. And if you're a guy like me, I go with the huge pair of shorts, running shoes, t-shirt / button-up short sleeve shirt, and I am good to go. I don't even wear sunglasses that much in the parks anymore for some reason.
Well, that's just a you thing. It was very sunny in March.
All right, so if you are traveling in April, we hope you enjoy your vacation. Looks like, fingers crossed, could be a good one. As always, follow along on social media at 1923 Main Street. Check out the shop at 1923mainstreet.com. And we will see you again next week. Have a magical day.
Bye-bye.